The spirit of Elijah. All right. So the spirit of Elijah is to restore the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the father. This is talking about restoring the family unit, which is the God-ordained basis for community in any kind of government or nation. Therefore, when a spirit comes in over a nation and breaks down the family unit and says that the government now is responsible for all the needs of the people, socialism, communism, the nanny state, you have a government that moves into totalitarianism, total control of your life, and it opposes the very government, God-ordained government of the family. Hence the term nanny state. But let's look at what's going to happen. Okay, with the spirit of Elijah, which is a spirit of what? Restoration, which meant what? Putting everything back in order and correct government according to who? The law of Moses. Isn't that what Yeshua himself said? And when we see the need that we have broken these laws, then when someone upholds the law in the spirit of Elijah, we have the need. We see our sin. We see our need for a Savior. And Jesus has extended that. That's his Ark of His Covenant. That's the mercy seat. He's extended that mercy to us. But we have to humble ourselves and acknowledge our faults and come to Him and repent. In Acts 3:19, therefore, repent and turn to God. Shuva, and turn to God so that your sins may be erased, so that the times of refreshing may come from the Lord's presence. And what's the time of refreshing? It's the rain of the Spirit. The Spirit come, the former and the latter rain, and He may send the Messiah appointed in advance for you. That is Yeshua. He has to remain in heaven until the time comes for restoring everything. And what is the spirit of Elijah? It brings restoration so that you can discern what you have need of and the Lord can come to you. The messenger whom the temple, whom you seek, the messenger will come suddenly to his temple. When does it say, Malachi? At the fearful and dreadful day of the Lord. Yom Yehovah. As God had said long ago when He spoke through His holy prophets, what did the prophets do? They held up the laws of God and they confronted and said to the governments and the principalities of power, you are out of order. For Moses himself said, what did Elijah do? The law of Moses. Moses and Elijah, right? For Moses himself said, Adonai will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brothers. You are to listen to everything he tells you. Who is that prophet? He's referring to Jesus. Moses prophesied this. This is what the prophet said. This is how you get restoration in your life. This is how you walk in the laws of God, so that there's evidence in your life that you are in the kingdom. Everyone who fails to listen to that prophet will be removed from the people and destroyed. This is what Elijah prophesied. The armies are coming. You're going to be destroyed. They're at the gates. Ahab was destroyed by Jehu. Hazael came in from Syria and destroyed the northern kingdom, because he failed to listen to Elijah. If you fail to listen, the prophets of God are here. The spirit of Elijah is here. And it's not to make you feel good about yourself. It's to speak, prophesy and speak repentance. Turn, teshuvah. Come and be restored back into the kingdom. To the king. Come in and come into the things God restored. God had originally intended in the Garden of Eden for mankind. Indeed, all the prophets announced these days, starting with Samuel and continuing through all who followed. Why Samuel? Because Saul failed as a king. and the judges failed. This is the time Samuel began to talk about the tabernacle of God. The tabernacle of God will be with men. This time of the tabernacling. Right now, we've entered into fall, and we've entered into and to the Sukkot, which is, you know, prophesies the tabernacling of Yeshua with men, which he does with those of us who come into his kingdom. Okay, and this year, in 2018, there's a double up. The Lord has been telling me doubled up on prayer, doubled up on watching, doubled up on the Lord's counsel and his words. There's going to be a double, right, feast this year. This Jubilee of Jubilees. It's Leviticus 27, right? Which is on, it's about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the truth shall make you, what? Free. And what is it? It says, Leviticus, that thou shalt, thou and all the land unto all. The Lord shall, what shall, he shall give liberty to all of those in the land, and the land shall be restored to what? To whom? To God. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all that's on it. And the oppression and the poverty and the slavery, all those things are to be broken by God himself in his hand. Almighty God, you are the sons of the prophets and are included in the covenant which God made with our fathers when he said to Abraham, by your seed with all the families of the earth, be blessed. So it is to you first that God has sent his servant whom he raised up, so that he might bless you, reverse the curse, by turning each one of you from your evil ways. Now, why do I say there's going to be a double, there's going to be a double holidays this year? The times and calendars have been changed. The rabbinical ones are off. Why? Because the fall feast, the appointed time with God, they've celebrated in this end of summer. Summer has come, the end of summer, we are not saved. The actual fall feast, according to the astronomical calendar in the heavens, the Yom Terah, the Day of the Trumpets, begins in October 10th, 11th. This is the tabernacling of God with men. The setting at liberty in the year of Jubilee, the times and the seasons, according to the Lord Almighty, that are appointed by him, the Aleph and Tav that knows the end from the beginning, and all things are being reconciled, restored back into him, and what is not is going to be destroyed by what? Fire. So Elijah is the spirit of fire. He calls down fire from heaven. He prophesies the government and the coming of the king, which Yom Terah, the blasting of the shofar, and the holding up of the standard of God's law, and the banners that you fall into your tribal order, and know that this time, this is war against the children of light. And the children of darkness are manifesting, and their time is short, and the king is coming and will slay them with the breath of his mouth. So come, Lord Jesus, we wait for you and watch and pray. God bless you.